You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Do you remember a few weeks ago how we discussed on the programme the Eat Lancet report, or the EAT Lancet report, and then I went and did a bit of veganism myself as a result of it, but I don't have don't even come close to matching my next guests. They've joined us in studio from the National School in Ogunlow, having just been selected by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland for their One Good Idea initiative. That idea, going meat free one day a week. They'll be showing off how they got on at a grand final in Dublin in May, and I'm joined in studio this morning by students Tara Mernan, Ava O'Brien, Daniel Weir and Dylan Lynch, and by teacher Barry Kiley. Guys, good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Barry, tell us about the background of this first of all.
Well, first of all, we're a green school down in Ogunlow National School, and I suppose last year we won our fifth green school flag for biodiversity. So during the year, SEAI Ireland got in touch with us and asked us if we want to enter a competition for, you know, innovative ideas on how to save energy and how we can reduce climate change. So we had a little chat with our green school, came up with this idea to maybe reduce meat for one day a week for 6 weeks across the school and into the locality, and maybe try and measure like how much energy that can be saved through that. And we proposed that idea to SEAI and they really liked it, and they gave us a green light to go ahead and try and compete for the final.
And who came up with the idea? Is this from the teachers or is it from the students?
Oh, it's from the we have a green school committee in the school, so you know we brainstormed a load of different ideas, and this was a kind of the idea that stuck, so we went with that one. And because, you know, it's a controversial subject at the moment, and you know we think that people need a bit more education behind it, and we said, you know, we'll take it on, we'll try our best to do it justice and try and, you know, see where it goes and try and get as much support as possible.
And it's more than just an idea, you've been putting it into practice.
We started there, we call it at school now, it's Meat Free Wednesday. So the idea is that the students and the families, extended families, go meat free for just Wednesday for six weeks, one day a week, and we just want to see and you know, try and educate and see why do we need to cut down on meat. We're not telling people to give up meat whatsoever, it's just cut down, and to see where we can go with it. And you know, we're looking at, you know, supporting local farmers as well, trying to, you know, get people to shop more local rather than buying in bulk from big supermarkets.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Indeed, and the quality of what you're buying, and you're talking about reducing energy, that's a big thing, certainly. Yes. As well, I'll bring the students in. Tara Mernan, what did you have for lunch yesterday?
Yesterday I had just tomato and basil soup, scones and a cracker, and it was very good, brilliant.
You didn't miss your meat, no?
No, I didn't miss it. It was actually good. I actually preferred it. Preferred the tomato and basil soup than just a ham and cheese sandwich. It was something different.
Okay, so you're a fan of this, certainly. Are all the students fans of it? Is there nobody cribbing and giving out that they're missing their ham or their chicken or whatever it might be?
There is students that aren't 100% sure about it, so that's why they kind of protest against it. So that's why the green school will go around to the class and try to explain it more.
Very good. That's what these things are, and it reflects real life as well, because there'll be plenty of people, if the same thing was to happen in a broader sense, there'll be plenty of protests about it as well. Daniel Weir is with us as well. He's in fifth class. What did you have for lunch yesterday, Daniel?
I had a roll, but there was no ham or any meat in it. I had a cheese string, and I had nuts, and I
Very
had...
Good. Very healthy. Would you normally have meat in your lunch?
Some days I do and some days I don't.
So it's not a big sacrifice then?
No, not too much.
Okay. But do you have to bring this home to your family and encourage them to do the same, as Mr. Kiley was saying?
Well, kind of, yes. My little sister agrees and my mom does, but my dad doesn't agree, like, the most.
Like a lot of people wouldn't. You know, that's understandable, you know. But why are you doing it as a school? What do you hope that you can achieve?
We hope to, like, achieve so there'll be less methane and stuff going into the air, so global warming won't happen. Well, it might happen, but we're trying to prevent it.
You're trying to cut down on it, do your own little bit, which I think is kind of what the idea behind the One Good Idea campaign is. Dylan Lynch is here with us as well. Dylan, how have you found it so far?
I found it very helpful and very good because it cuts down on meat. Well, it's not cutting down, but it's more healthier than bringing meat.
Mm. And you don't miss the meat?
No.
Very good. That's really interesting because I think if it happened when I was your age, going way back when in the black and white days, I think people would have missed meat, that it would have been a bigger thing, but that's not the case here at all. How do you try and spread the word? Are you trying to convince students to follow you or convince your family to follow you?
Yes, we are trying to convince, well, get...
And what do you say to them?
We're going around and we, like, tell them that we've to... Well, first day we went around, we told them what we've to do, and most of the kids done it.
Very good. And you're happy with the sign-up rate? Very good. Teachers are doing it as well, I hope?
Yes.
There's a nod
to
Mr.
Kiley. Oh, no, they're all doing it, in fairness. But I suppose, you know, we're the main idea to get across is that we're not telling people that they have to give up meat, and we're not trying to, you know, do any of the local farmers out of business or anything like that. It's all about... quality over quantity. That was the motto that we came up with, that we want to encourage people to buy quality, local, organic produce rather than buying the imported stuff, because that's where all the emissions are coming. We're importing a lot of meat from countries all over the world, and we're looking for people to shop local. We even see, we did a lot of research, and even today, one of the big shopping brands had on their website today encouraging kids to buy South African beef, or South American beef, sorry. So, I mean... Why aren't we keep it more local? And you know the argument is, oh, it's more expensive for families to buy from the butcher. Fair enough, it is, but it's quality stuff, and if we cut down on the other stuff, we can afford our local quality stuff. So that's one of the big focus that we've been looking at as well.
And how are you finding it? I haven't spoken to Ava yet. Ava O'Brien here as well. How are you finding it so far?
Well, I'm finding it actually surprisingly beneficial because, you know, when we eat meat there, it is doing a lot of damage to our atmosphere, and we're not cutting down on it completely. We're just trying to reduce our intake on meat for a while.
Like Mr. Kiley said, it's if you go local, you know, it's
okay.
There's methane coming out of cows, we all know that, but there's a lot of damage being done bringing that beef that he talked about from South America to the stores in Ireland, you know?
That's
what you can try and cut down on.
So yeah, it is more expensive, but it's like fair enough because it doesn't do like a great deal of damage to the atmosphere as it does, like importing beef from different foreign countries, you know?
And we mentioned the competition, this national competition and this grand final that'll be taking place in Dublin in May. You looking forward to that? Is that a big deal for the school?
It really is, yeah. We all can't wait to participate in it because it's a great opportunity.
Brilliant stuff. What I love, Mr. Kiley, is that we're getting the honest version here. Some of the kids aren't happy, some of the families aren't happy, but that's fair. I mean, you know, it's real.
It is. I mean, yeah, look, we are an agricultural school, come from an agricultural background, and there are a few people who, you know, they don't really fully understand where our product is coming from just yet. So the whole point of all of this is to educate people on where we're coming from. We wanted to have it a win-win for everybody, where we're helping the environment, we're helping the consumer, and we're helping the producers, the local farmers. And, you know, it's great. Kids have so much energy and so much resilience, and they'll always keep going and pushing on. So, you know, the ideas they come up with as well are fantastic. We have to come up with an idea, like a campaign to put forward for the competition, and you know, the kids, their brainstorming ideas, fantastic. The stuff they come up with, I'd never come up with, so it's really good, and you always get their honest opinion as well, you know.
And you were saying it was for 6 weeks, but maybe in an unofficial sense you might see this continue a little bit more often. That's obviously the hope.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic if we just could keep it going for another while, you know. I don't think it's going to do any harm to anybody, just to cut it down. I mean, the research we've done, like people have doubled their meat intake in the last 50 years. Our grandparents' time, they weren't eating as much, but we are now, because I suppose we can see just in the media stuff, there's a big push on consuming meat, and you know, But, you know, we're not, it's not sustainable at the moment. And we're, our big thing we're looking at was sustainability. Is this sustainable? And at the moment it's not. But we want to make, try and shift the focus to sustainability. Can we make it more sustainable for ourselves?
Sure.
And keep the economy going as well?
Absolutely.
So that's what it's all about for us, really.
I'll throw this open to any one of the students who wants to answer. What do you do between now and May? How does this continue? How do you keep the work up?
We're putting some information on a PowerPoint, maybe some factual little bullet points, and we're also going to be doing a play, so we're making our own costumes on it. So there's going to be it's based in a PE class, and there's going to be a narrator, and there's going to be a few different steaks and vegetables, and because steaks and beef use up a lot more energy, they're going to fall to the ground while the carrots or like the other vegetables. They're going to be doing squats or something. So we're just trying to get out the fact that people should start eating a lot more fruit and veg because they're too focused on the meat intake.
We're also going to be hosting a meat-free food tasting event in the community hall in Ogunlow, where the pupils will be giving like talks about the what we're doing, and we're going to make meat-free dinners, and there'll be recipes handed out to families for the dinners and lunch boxes.
When's that on?
That is on the 23rd of February from 11 to 3, and
Saturday, very good. And guys, are you going to stay off the meat a little bit more, do you think, because of this?
Well, I used to eat meat a lot, and I still do, because like I don't really like vegetables that much, especially cauliflower, and I just always used to have steak for dinner, or well, not steak all the time because it's really expensive, but like just a meat dinner. I've normally had meat like every day for dinner, but I don't have meat every day for dinner now. Like sometimes we just have like mash and I don't know, carrots or something.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of people are going, and you're enjoying it as well?
I'm enjoying it. Like we used to have meat like most days, but now we'd have like potato and like vegetables with it and not meat all the time.
Very good. Well, look, we wish you all the very best. Tony Waters is in touch with us. He's in Ennis this morning. He says that weren't they all having no meat on Fridays? It's kind of going back to what it used to be.
But yeah, back in the old days, there was no meat on Fridays, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a kind of a more religious aspect.
This is from a different motivation, but something very similar.
Something similar, yeah.
The kids are a credit to your school.
Thanks.
They're lovely. They're wonderful teams.
I know they're brilliant to keep me going. I know it's fair play to them.
And we really appreciate you coming into us this
morning.
Thanks, big thanks in particular to Tarmanan, to Eva O'Brien, Daniel Weir, and Dylan Lynch, and to teacher Barry Kiley as well. And best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Really good idea.
Thank you.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.